This might surprise you, but do you know what the most difficult question you can ask someone is? What's your passion? Not just what you like, not an entry in a bucket list. What is it that you're completely, totally enthralled and excited by? Now, some are blessed to be able to quickly answer that question, but more than you think can't. And that's because they can't see a passion in their life. Cause that inability is having so much weight pressing down on you, as well as against you. That straight, clear path from God that some see, others see as a cluttered, twisted, high mountain road with a steep climb to it. And that's the time Satan makes his move, with his lies, temptations that make it sound like there's a shortcut around all that stuff. Jesus warns us about this in Matthew chapter 26, verse 41. Watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. In James chapter 1, verses 13 through 16, we also read, let no one say when he is tempted, I am tempted by God, for God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he himself tempt anyone. But each one is tempted when he is drawn away by his own desires and enticed. Then when desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is full grown, brings forth death. Do not be deceived, my beloved brethren. So since the weight of guilt, anger, selfishness, prejudice, and more that we carry makes us prone to the temptations of the devil, the obvious solution is, right, to remove that weight. In weightlifting terminology, God is our spotter. Strongest first step is confession about that weight. We learn in Proverbs 28:13, he who covers his sins will not prosper, but whoever confesses and forsakes them will have mercy. And we feel we've been wronged by someone, forgiveness takes the weight off of you and pretty much leaves it with the person who committed that wrong. We learn in Matthew chapter 6, verses 14 and 15, for if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Comes down to love. Short, four-letter word, which is never a one-way street. When we say we love God, we're obligated to love others. It's their choice now whether to accept that love, but the act of showing that love, that means freedom for you. Turning to 1 John chapter 2, verse 10, we read, he who loves his brother abides in the light, and there is no cause for stumbling in him. When you confess, when you forgive, when you love, God does something you thought was impossible, which, by the way, is where God does best. This is revealed to us in Isaiah 43:25, with God declaring, I, even I, am he who blots out your transgressions for my own sake, and I will not remember your sins. Going to the New Testament, we can turn to Hebrews chapter 10, verse 17, and discover then he, meaning God, adds, their sin and their lawless deeds I will remember no more.